Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening later on recordings, Sabbath blessing everyone on this Sabbath, January 18, 2025. This is our new chapter, chapter 84, entitled Peace Be Unto You, of our lesson 426. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. We are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with a tiny thought, teen hymn, I'd Rather Have Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. That dread sway is the world's control, the devil's control. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him be than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world can give today. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. Sabbath bless to all the precious family that are coming in. We are going to ask the precious little one to open their section with prayer by the help of their parents or elder sibling.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. We took the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Six days so that they renew all their work in the 7 days of the Sabbath of the Lord. May you take everyone who didn't set it, not in the Sabbath. May you take the Sabbath words that we're about to learn from Jesus and my prayer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, little one. It is story time, precious. And we are going to ask our dear brother to be able to share our last part, part 6 of our chapter 22 entitled Condemned by Pilate in our storybook, The Story About Jesus.
The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the books of Proverbs, Matthew, Acts, 2 Thessalonians, and Revelation. And in Proverbs 14:12, it says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." We need to think about that. "Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children." Ooh, that's a terrible thing to wish on your children. "Which also said, ye men of," oh, this is the angel speaking now, "ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven." He's coming back just like he left, in the clouds of heaven. "In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And said to the mountains and rocks," now these are the wicked, they're saying to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" All right, condemned by Pilate. So all who compromise with sin will gain only sorrow and ruin. "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death." Proverbs 14:12. When Pilate declared himself innocent of the blood of Christ, Caiaphas answered defiantly, "His blood be on us and on our children." That was a terrible thing to say. That's taken from Matthew 27:25. And I'm having a hard time trying to figure out what it is that's on Pilate's shoulder up here in the top left-hand corner of the screen, but maybe that's okay. And the awful words were echoed by the priests and re-echoed by the people, "His blood be on us and on our children." And for 2,000 years they have reaped the results of that statement. It was a terrible sentence to pass upon themselves. It was an awful heritage to hand down to their posterity, their children or grandchildren. Literally, was this fulfilled upon themselves in the fearful scenes of the destruction of Jerusalem about 40 years later? And how about 2,000 years later? Next slide. Literally, has it been fulfilled in the scattering, in the scattered, dispersed, and oppressed condition of their descendants since that day? Doubly literal will be the fulfillment when the final accounting shall come. The scene will then be changed, and this same Jesus will come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, those who rejected him and laughed in his face like they did at the Golden Globe Awards in L.A. just before the fire. That's taken from Acts 1:11 and 2 Thessalonians 1:8. "Then they will pray for the rocks in the mountains, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Revelation 6:16 and 17. Okay.
Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we'll be reviewing this last part of our lesson entitled Condemned by Pilate, Part 6, in our Tiny Tot lesson book, The Story About Jesus, and that will take place January 25th, and 25. Welcome to all the dear family that are coming into the room. It is time for our tiny tots and parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We are still in our topic, Mums of the Bible, and our dear brother Josh will be the one to share. So let's have a listening ears, little one.
God blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning the mammals of the Bible. About a verse for our lesson, our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from the Family Bible Lesson, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 5, A Soldier and a Widow, in Luke Chapter 7, in verses 9 and 10, says, When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned him about and said to the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. And they that were sent returned to the house, found the son of whole that had been sick. In today's lesson, we'll be learning about lesson 4, a camel's head. And the memory verse for the whole lesson is Titus 3, 5, the King James Version. Not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. And the character quality of the story is trustfulness versus mistrust. Trustfulness is a confidence of God in to direct in all matters of your or one's life. The nature, a camel's head. Remember, a camel is a mammal. The body of the camel is designed to live where few other animals can live. This reminds me, the author writes, how few people have faith like the centurion. The camel has large eyes on the side of its head with bushy eyebrows. Each eye is protected by a double row of long lashes that catch most of the sand that will blow from off the desert. If some sand gets into an eye, a camel has a special third eyelid to get it out. It moves like a windshield wiper on a car from side to side. This eyelid is so thin a camel can see through it. During a sandstorm, a camel often closes the extra eyelids and keeps walking. Special glands supply the eyes of a camel with much water to keep the eyes moist. Its head has a built-in sun visor to help keep the sun, bright sunlight out of its eyes. There are wide ridges of bone above each eye. These stick out enough to make shade for the eye when the sun is overhead. The camel has small rounded ears far or back on its head. These little ears are covered with hair outside and inside, which helps keep out blowing sand or dust of the desert. A camel has good hearing, but often pays no attention to commands. You can see why it is not trustworthy. God wants us to be sensitive to the commands of the Holy Spirit and our parents. And below is questions of answers to write about. Why is the camel untrustworthy? And describe the camel's disposition. And below we see the picture of a camel's head. In the mouth of the camel are 34 strong, sharp teeth. He uses his teeth as weapons. Some camel owners cover the mouth with a muzzle to keep it from biting. Camels can have bad tempers. And once they do not like a person, they may dislike that person for years. An angry camel can be mean. A smart camel owner uses a method to help calm their camels. They give the camels their own coat off of their backs, and the camel rip it to shreds. After the camel's finished, it seems a lot calmer. Do you know some people that act this way? What kind of temper do you have? The nose of a camel can close up tight to keep blowing sand out of it. When there is no sand blown, the camel opens its nostrils to breathe through its nose. Jesus made the camel's nose so it would shut so tight. When the desert sands are blowing, they shut just right. Small poem, the author writes. Each part of the camel's head is designed to help the camel work and live on or near the desert. On the left, we see another color picture of a camel. Well, above is a question saying, are you trustworthy? And below the camel's head and neck in front of his legs, it says, are you sensitive to God's and your parents' commands? Let's hope we all are. All can be, even. Remind, one, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, when making an ice pack for a person who is not feeling well, remember the servant who was made really whole. Remember to ask Jesus to bless the treatment. Three, while washing the car, especially the windshield, remember the shape of the camel's head and its extra eyelids and our lesson. And four, when helping mother or father even mend a coat, think of the untrustworthy temper of a camel determined never to be like him or her. There's some female camels too. Here and reinforce activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, for camels, use an encyclopedia or guidebook to identify them. Two, especially notice eyes and noses on mammals and people. God designed each one to do the best job for where they live. Three, in Bible times, merchants with their heavy-laden camel caravans from many lands could be seen moving on roads. Can you think of the Bible stories where camel trains were used? Four, find Bible verses that relate to these stories, which mention camels. Abraham owned, the Amalekites escaped on from David. Egypt had them in the time of Moses, and the Queen of Sheba used them in her day. These are all examples of where camels are used in Bible history. Five, sculpture a sand camel with water and sand, shaping each part as you have thus far learned about it. Same memory verse. That activity is best to be done during the summer. Remarkable parent food. The Jewish elders had commended us and turned into Christ because of the favor he had shown to our nation. He's worthy, they said, for he had built us a synagogue. But the centurion said to himself, I am not worthy. Yet he did not fear to ask help from Jesus. Not to his own goodness did he trust, but to the Savior's mercy. His only argument was his great need. In the same way, every human being can come to Christ, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Titus 3:5, our memory verse. Do you feel because you are a sinner you cannot hope to receive blessing from God? Remember that Christ came into the world to save sinners. We have nothing to recommend us to God. The plea that we may urge now and ever is our utterly helpless condition, which makes his redeeming power a necessity. Renouncing all self-dependence, we may look to the cross of Calvary and say, in my hand no price I bring, simply to the cross I cling. The ministry, room page 65. Here is the picture of a camel, a merchant riding his camel. In this chart, we see a diagram of the dromedary camel. Its scientific name is Camelus bactrianus. Here we see the long eyelashes on his face and the slit nostrils. Then there's his long neck. There's his pale, tough knees. The two toes on wide padded. And finally, the single hump with fat on his back. The drawing is taken by someone named Sherry Ems. And what can we learn from nature walk experience to us? Let's use our listening ears, little ones. Here in these two pictures, we have a wind night in nature from our dear brother Joel S. We see icicles dangling from a window, and the moon shining from behind the branch from this tree. Brother Joel, would you like to share experience from these pictures?
Yeah, I just want to say that I clicked this picture because it was so bright for the moon that night. I don't know what kind of moon it was. I think it was close to full, and the way in which the icicles looked and gleamed through it just really compelled me to snap a quick picture of it and try and share it, because it was, to me, so beautiful to see it that way.
In this next picture, continuing with the outside shot to the previous photo from my dear brother, we see in the sky past all branches, it is the sun and the moon both shining in the sky, with the moon hovering, looking like it's a few inches above the sun. But we all know the sun is farther than that. Would you like to share your experience from these photos as well?
Yes, I'll have to, dear brother Joshua. That's actually a photo reflection. That brightness is actually the moon. It was a full moon that was at that time. And it was, I think it was close to the same time that it was so cold, but it was so bright. And as you can see, it just really lit up so much of the area that it even caused a glare on the lens that I was taking from the phone even. So I praise God I had a chance to take that shot and share it.
And finally, continue with your brother's wintry night. We see more pictures of more leafless branches. On the picture on the left, we see the moon and a couple of stars. It looks likely to form one of the constellations in the sky. And on the right, we only see just one tree branch and with a few twigs and only just two stars. Would you share your experience from these last two pictures?
Well, if you have said it all, dear brother.
Well, not the last two. And we have one more group of pictures. We will end this experience in nature with the snow appearing and everywhere, from the porch, from the backyard, and even across the lane. Can you share from these last pictures?
I just wanted to be able to share how the snow was impacting, but how it also looked, you know, very cleansing and in the area. I just wanted to be able to share that it looked so crisp and clean with how much snow had fallen. Not as much as many others had seen, but it was enough.
I'll give the mic back to Mom now.
Amen, and thank you so much, dear brothers. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. I remember, little ones, just as I am, without one thing but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. Our opening song is also a hymn entitled Wonderful Peace. You will find it in number 466. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. Far away in the depth of my spirit tonight rose a melody sweeter than song. In celestial light strain is unceasingly fall. Oh, my soul, like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in infantileless billows of love.
What a treasure I have in this wonderful peace, very deep in my innermost soul. So secure that no power can mine it away, while the years of eternity roll. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love.
I believe when I rise to the city of peace, where the Author of peace I shall see, that one strain of the song which the ransom will sing in the heavenly kingdom will be. Peace, 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 wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love.
Go ahead, Joshua.
Weary soul. Oh, without gladness or comfort or rest, passing down the rough pathway of time. Meet the Savior, your friend, ere the shadows grow dark. Oh, accept this peace so sublime. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father. Father above, sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. We are going to ask the elder sibling, mommies or daddies, so even one of our guests would like to open our family section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. And please protect us. Please protect this Sabbath that we're glad to be having today. Sit the way that we're going to be learning. Please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear little one. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 20, King James Version, and it reads, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled Peace Be Unto You of our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear ones would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
Chapter 24, verse 33, King David's Version. And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them. Luke 24, verse 34, King James Version. Saying the Lord risen indeed. Is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon.
Luke 24, verse 35. Sorry, dear ones. King James Version. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. Luke 24, verse 36, King James Version. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you.
Amen. And we'll bubble down and change. Continuing the reading, Luke chapter 24, verse 37. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed they had seen a spirit. Luke chapter 24, verse 39. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear family. Today, we'll cover page 802 through 803. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Who would like to take the first paragraph in our lesson, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 802. On reaching Jerusalem, the two disciples enter at the eastern gate, which is open at night. On festival occasions, the houses are dark and silent, but the travelers make their way through the narrow streets by the light of the shining moon. They go to the upper chamber where Jesus spent the hours of the last evening before his death. Here they know their brethren are to be found. Next slide, please. Late as it is, they know that the disciples will not sleep till they learn for a certainty what has become of the body of their Lord. They find the door of the chamber securely barred. They knock for admission, but no answer comes. All is still. Then they give their names, and the door is carefully unbarred. They enter, and another unseen enters with them. Then the door is again fastened to keep out spies. Desire of Ages, page 802. I guess it's, paragraph 1.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So let us learn our first scripture song together, dear one. This one taken from Psalms 34, verses 3, 5, 8, and 18, King James Version, margin, taken from scripture song. Number 5, by Ron and Patty Island, Memory Verse.
Magnify the Lord with me,
Amen. We are in the Desire Ages, page 82. Would you like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The travelers find all in surprised excitement. The voices of those in the room break out into thanksgiving and praise, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and had appeared to Simon. Then the two travelers, panting with the haste with which they have made their journey, tell the wondrous story of how Jesus has appeared to them. They have just ended, and some are saying that they cannot leave it, for it is too good to be true." Next slide, please. "When behold, another person stands before them. Every eye is fastened upon the stranger. No one has knocked for entrance. No footstep has been heard. The disciples are startled and wonder what it happens. Then they hear a voice which is no other than the voice of their master. Clear the distinct, the words fall from his lips. Peace be unto you." Desire of Ages, page 802.2. Paragraph 2.
The Desire of Ages, page 803. Continuing. "But they were terrified, frighted, and supposed that..." "And supposed that they had seen a spirit. And they said unto them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, and ye see me have. As ye see me have." And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. The Desire of Ages, page 803.
Amen. Let's learn another beautiful scripture psalm together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27, entitled, "Peace I Leave With You," King James Margin. Also by the same husband and wife, Ron and Patty, memory verse CD, but this is in number 4. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us, dear one. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 803. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones?
Desire of Ages, page 803. They beheld the hands and feet marked by the cruel nails. They recognized his voice like no other they had ever heard. And while they yet lived not for joy, they were and wondered. He said unto them, have ye here and meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of any honeycomb. Next slide, please. Continuing. And he took it and did it before them. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Faith and joy took the place of unbelief, and with feelings with no words called could express, they acknowledged their risen Savior. Desire of Ages, page 803, paragraph 2.
The Desire of Ages, page 803. At the birth of Jesus, the angel announced peace on earth and goodwill to men. And now, at his first appearance to the disciples after his resurrection, the Savior addressed them with the blessed words, "Peace be unto you." Jesus is ever ready to speak peace to souls that are burdened with doubts and fears. Next slide, please.
Continuing, Desire of Ages, page 803. He waits for us to open the door of the heart to him and say, "Abide with us." He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." Revelation 3:20. Desire of Ages, page 803, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this is from Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, King James Version, taken from the Holy Scripture, and it will be sung in a cappella. Behold, behold, I stand at the door and knock, knock, knock. Behold, behold, I stand at the door and knock, knock, knock. If any man hear my voice, if any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20. I will come into him. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. We are going to retain our questions answered for next week by God's grace. So next week, we'll be reviewing part one of our chapter entitled Peace Be Unto You. So if you have any questions, dear ones, that may need a little research, you can send it beforehand. Thursday is the last day. And if not, you can hold it by God's grace. Who would like to have closing prayer? May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
May we bow our heads on our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you once more for this blessed Sabbath day. Thank you for joining us here together on your Sabbath day to receive your blessings, Father. We pray for all the blessings that you have in store for us. I thank you and I pray, Father Jesus, for the blessing of the little ones. Continue to be with them, and thank you for their participation. Thank you for their parents. Father, be with us in the rest of this day, and as we move on to the second section of the studies, we continue to pray for you to elevate our minds, for your blessings, Father Jesus, that we may receive all of the ones that you have for us. Be with us, put a hedge around us, Father, I pray. Be with the speaker in the second section of our meeting, in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be January the 25th, 2025, we will have our review of our new chapter, 84, entitled Peace Be Unto You, and leaving the scripture and also our quote from Isaiah 23, verse 3 from the King James Version. And it reads, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee." And this quotation is taken from our lesson book, Desire Ages. This one is in page 331, paragraph 2. Those who take Christ at his word and surrender their souls to his keeping, their lives to his ordering, will find peace and quietude. Nothing of the world can make them sad when Jesus makes them glad by his presence. In perfect acquaintances, there is perfect rest. The Lord said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Our lives may seem a tangle, but as we commit ourselves to the wise master worker, he will bring out the pattern of life and character that will be to his own glory. And that character which expressed the glory, character of Christ, will be received into the paradise of God. A renovated race shall walk with him in white, for they are worthy. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, and God bless you.